Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series that I started on Monday of this week talking about how to find God's will. And I tell you, I'm excited about this because this changed my life when God revealed His will for me. Everything in my life changed as a result, and I know the potential that this has for you. And I've already taught for 3 days this week just trying to establish from Scripture that you have a God-given purpose. You didn't evolve. You were created by God. You know, let me just say some things, and then I'm going to get into this passage in Jeremiah chapter 1 that has really been significant in my life. But the world today has become increasingly humanistic to where things aren't providential. They don't recognize the hand of God. And this is evident in, you know, just a lot of ways. But one of them is in the way that evolution has come to the forefront. Evolution is not a proven fact, contrary to what you hear people say. It is not proven. It is a theory. And it takes faith. People have embraced it because they want to believe that we just evolved and that we don't have a creator who designed us with a specific purpose, and that someday we are going to stand and give an account of whether or not we fulfilled that purpose. It's a convenient type of belief. And of course, in the non-Christian world, evolution has really taken root. And the sad thing is that a lot of Christians have even been impacted by this same attitude. It may be to a lesser degree. They may believe that God kind of started this earth but wound it up like a clock and then just lets it run and doesn't really control things on a day-to-day basis. But that's not what the Scripture teaches. And I've used Psalms chapter 139, Galatians chapter 1 this week to show that before you were even born, before you came forth from your mother's womb, you had all of the things that God had planned for your life written in a book. That's what Psalms 139 says. And you know, this is just contrary. Even to a lot of Christians, they have let the world, the secular humanist, influence us more than what we realize. And many Christians believe that basically, you know, maybe God is one that created life and started this, but pretty much our life is just our own choice and we just do the best we can. And then when we get born again, we ask God to bless it and we just wish and hope and pray that it works out. I've been trying to give exactly the opposite impression, and I use those scriptures in Psalms 139 verses 14 through 17, also Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, where Paul was separated unto the gospel from his mother's womb, and then God revealed himself in Paul. God had a purpose and a plan for Paul's life, and because Paul eventually conformed to it, at first he got off track and got into religion and even wound up killing the people of God, thinking that he was doing God's service. And so this shows that just because you know God has a purpose for your life and you dedicate your life to God, that there's more to it than just finding God's will for your life. You've got to learn how to follow, and you've got to follow it correctly and then fulfill it. That's the reason I'm teaching this entire series on how to find, follow, and fulfill God's will. But Paul, because he eventually found God's purpose for his life, turned the world right side up, is still affecting the body of Christ and the world today because of the way that God used him. And you know what? Maybe not every person watching this program is going to change the entire world, but you will change the world that you live in. God has a purpose for you to change the family that you were born into, to change the people around you that you influence, the people that you work with, your neighbors. There's a reason, and God has a purpose for your life. And I feel that the vast majority of people don't have this mindset. They just go through life. They let circumstances direct them. Like in my personal case, I was raised in a family where every single person in my family has been an educator, a teacher of some kind. And it was just expected that I go to college, and my best subject in school was math. I mean, I breezed through all of the math programs. And so when I got ready to start college, this is about 6 or 8 months before God really revealed himself to me, I was just following, well, math was my best subject, so I was majoring in math. I was assuming that I was going to be a school teacher the way that everybody else in my family had been. And there's a lot of people that this is how their life goes. They just have other people kind of give them direction, tell them what they should do. They're pointed in a direction. Maybe you get a football scholarship or some kind of a, scholastic scholarship. And because you have an opportunity, you just go in that direction and you're assuming that this is what God wants for your life. And yet in my own personal life, when God touched me, it was a 180-degree turn from the way I was going through college and through all of these things that I had planned for my life. And I mean, he turned me around and moved me in an opposite direction. And I believe that most of the people watching this program, even if you know the Lord personally and if you're born again and if you love God and desire for God's will to come to pass in your life, it would be my suspicion that the majority of people watching this program don't know for sure that you found God's will for your life. And I'm telling you, this is so critical that you don't need to go any further until you get this established. So this is what we've been talking about. Again today, I just want to take another passage of Scripture and reemphasize this and share part of my personal testimony about how I came to find God's will for my life.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special update with Andrew. We'll return you to the teaching in just a few minutes.
I want to give you a quick update on our project here in Woodland Park. We've called it the Sanctuary, which that word means a place dedicated to the glory of God, and that's what this place is. And we're in the process of moving out here. We purchased this 157 acres in September of 2009, and since then we've been going through permit process. Okay, so we right now are in the lodge, and it's located right about here. It's not marked on this map. And we're going to come out this road right here, this little single line. This is proposed roads that the builders have in here, but this little single dotted line is the existing dirt road that we have. And we're going to come out here and take this little dirt line right here, this little single line, and go by the pond. We're going to build a pavilion out here on the pond for staff and students to use as like a break area and also our summer get-togethers and things. As you can see, we've gotten some equipment. This is a skid loader that we bought, and we've been doing a lot of work with that. This equipment, this backhoe and stuff over on the left-hand side, a man from Arizona donated that to us, and that is an industrial heavy-duty. It's a very big one, and that thing, I'm not sure the exact price, but I know it was over $30,000 that piece of equipment cost, and that's been donated to us, and that's a real blessing. And starting from about right where we are right now, this will be the back side of our auditorium, and then from here all the way up over this little hill will be the auditorium portion of our new facility, and this is the view that we will have. The whole southern side of this building is going to be glass. And it's going to be about 3 stories of glass, and it'll run the entire length of the south side facing Pikes Peak. And also, this gets southern exposure. So as far as environmentally or as far as the utilities, this is going to be tremendous because we are going to take all of this solar heat and use it to heat the building. It'll be really a great thing. So that auditorium will reach up to just about this spot right here. And this auditorium will go from here back. And then there will be a connector right here that goes over. And in this area and down overlooking this pond will be where we have that dining hall, what I'm calling the barn. And it will start from here and it will extend down towards those trees, but it'll be out overlooking the lake and again have this entire view. So it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful place. See, this is our building site, and as you can see, there is a housing addition over here that you can see approximately maybe half a dozen houses. And back to the east down here is where Highway 24 comes through, but you can't see it. That one road that you can see far off in the distance is actually an access road that comes into Highway 24 that leads up to another housing addition. But from the highway or from this Trout Creek Road that goes back through the forest, neither one of them, you can't see this from here. So this will be totally hidden from the highway. People won't even know what's here unless they were to come in here and actually see it. It's going to be awesome. And we are now in the process of going through all of the permits, all of these processes, and we hope that in the summer, probably at least before August of 2010, we'll be able to start putting in the roads and putting in the infrastructure, the utilities, electrical, water, sewage, all of these things, and give access to the building site so that we can begin the excavation and the actual building process in 2011. This first portion that we're doing, we're calling paving the way. That's our architectural fees, putting in the roads, the utilities, all of this infrastructure, and it's going to be around $3 million to $3.5 million just to get this first phase done. And we've had about $1 million of that come in, and so I just wanted to thank those of you who have been behind that, and we believe that we're right on target. We'll be able to get this first phase, paving the way, done before the end of 2011, and then in the beginning of 2011, we'll actually begin the excavation and all the building process. So I want to thank those of you who've been a part of this and who are a part of our foundation builders. We are building buildings, but primarily we're building lives changed by the power of God that are going to go out and make a difference in this world, and you are a part of it. So thank you very much.
We now return you to Andrew's teaching, How to Find God's Will.
There are some of you watching this program that honestly, you are evaluating yourself. You've done a little inventory on yourself and you think, oh, I could never talk in front of people. So you just scratch that off the list. Did you know that I was an introvert to the max? People, when I was a senior in high school, would say hi to me and they'd be two blocks down past me before I could force myself to say good morning back. I couldn't look at people. I had trouble. I was an introvert. And God called me to speak to millions and millions of people and have crowds of thousands of people that I speak in front of. And I tell you, I've just been totally delivered from being an introvert. I got other teaching on all of that about what is the root of that and how to deal with it. But I'm saying that God called me to do something that I had no natural talent and ability for. God has made me a communicator. And there is an anointing of God on my life that has helped me to do something that if you would have been checking and just looking at things based on the natural realm, there isn't a person, there isn't one person, nobody watching this program, myself included, that would have believed God would have ever used me to speak to millions and millions and millions of people. God will call you to do something that is absolutely supernatural, beyond your ability. And see, for you, if you are thinking that, well, God, what could I do? And you have pulled a personal inventory and you're thinking, well, I don't have this and I can't do this and I can't do that. You're missing it. God, there are latent talents and abilities on the inside of every single person that until it's touched by the anointing of God, it's not going to develop and you won't realize what potential you have. And so many of you who are just trying with your mind to reason and think, well, what can I do? If you're taking these personality profiles, which, you know, I'm not saying that those things are of the devil. It's like a snapshot. It'll tell you what's going on in your life at that moment, but it doesn't tell you what's hidden on the inside of you that could be developed if you were to obey God. It doesn't tell you what you're going to be in the future. It just tells you where you are at that moment. And see, some of you are looking at this and you're thinking, well, I don't have this talent, I don't have this ability. And so you are just in your own reasoning trying to figure out what your life is all about. And I'm saying that is not the way that it works. Before God ever formed Jeremiah in the womb, before he came forth out of his mother's belly, God had already sanctified him and ordained him to be a prophet unto the nations. Boy, that just blows all of our way of thinking in the way that most people are trying to approach finding God's will and being led by God. God has a purpose for you. He created you on purpose to accomplish something. And He is going to ask you to do something in nearly every instance I can see in the Word, in my own personal life and people that I know. He is going to ask you to do something that is not normal or natural for you, so that it will make you depend upon Him, so that it will make you God-dependent, and it'll drive you to your knees. And then He will flow through you and do things that are so supernatural and beyond your ability that you'll know it's not you. You'll know it's God, and He'll get all of the credit and all of the glory for it. And see, if you understand what I'm saying right here, well then, this ought to just open up the scope that you are looking at about what God wants to do with your life, because now you realize that, God, I don't care if this is a weakness in my life. Maybe You want me to do something that is absolutely beyond my ability and control. And God, if You want me to do that, I'll do it. And then you yield and you find out God will take things on the inside of you that you didn't even know were there. And He will develop it and you'll begin to prosper and you'll start seeing things happen. Boy, this is so powerful. This is so significant. You know, when God called Jeremiah to be a prophet unto the nations, again, let me go back and read that in verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. He didn't just know about him. He knew him. He knew what he was like before he was even conceived. This is amazing. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. How did Jeremiah respond? He said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak for I am a child. Did you know that this is exactly how I responded? I thought, God, You've asked me to do something that I can't do. I can't do this. I'm petrified. I'm terrified of being in front of people. And look at what the Lord said to him in the next verse. The Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that shalt thou speak. And then he said, Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And then it says that the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. In other words, Jeremiah says, God, I can't speak. And God says, don't you ever say that again. You will go. You will do what I've told you to do. And here again is God calling Jeremiah to do something that he didn't feel like he could do in the natural. And if you would go through and study, I hadn't got time to do all of this, but if you go back and study Moses, when God spoke to him at the burning bush, Moses says, God, I can't talk. I'm not eloquent of speech. And he gave this exact same reason why God couldn't do this through him. And there were five different times that God finally told him, says, I'll fix this. I'll make it work. And finally, Moses just said, God, I can't do it. And God got mad and said, look, I made your mouth. I can make it talk. And he basically just told Moses to shut up or else. And Moses finally did it. And of course, we know that Moses became one of the greatest leaders. And his words were so powerful, they were confirmed by the supernatural power of God. And God used him and made him strong in an area that he had been weak in before. I'm telling you, don't limit God. Don't say, God, you can't be calling me to do this because I have no natural ability, no talent in this area. It's going to be supernatural ability. And I believe that most of us do not really know what our full potential is prior to God revealing His will to us. And then when we step out and God anoints us, there are things on the inside of you that could work and that God can use that some of you can't even see. There are some of you that don't have a clue who you really are. Your life experience is not indicative of who you really are and what you are really capable of in the Spirit. There are many of you, I would even venture to say most of you, have never gotten beyond your own natural ability and tapped into the supernatural ability of God on the inside of you to do something. And I'm just encouraging you today that God has a plan for you. I've used Jeremiah chapter 1 to show that Jeremiah was called and ordained by God before he was even conceived. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, the Apostle Paul said he was separated unto the gospel from his mother's womb. In Psalms 139, it says that everything that God ordained for our life was already written in a book before we were ever born. I don't know how many proofs you need from the Word of God, but there's more. Isaiah said the exact same thing. You could just go on and on and on and on. You can see that over in 1 Samuel chapter 13, that God sought a man after his own heart. And that was about 8 to 10 years before David was born. And David became that man. And God actually chose him and birthed him with this purpose of becoming the next king and leading the nation of Israel at least 8 to 10 years before he was born. And you could just keep going through the Word of God and find this over and over and over again. I'm trying to get this point across to you that whether you feel special or not, you are special. God created you with a special purpose. There is something that you can do that I can't do, that nobody else can do. You have a God-given plan for your life, and God never planned for anybody to be a drunk or a dope addict or a prostitute or a failure or to be a nobody and nothing special. God has something special for every single one of you. Now, you may not be experiencing that right now, but that doesn't change what the Word of God says and what God's plans are. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. I've spent 4 days this week trying to emphasize that God has a purpose for you before you were even conceived, before you came forth out of your mother's belly. God had already sanctified you and ordained you and had given you purposes. And you know what? Regardless of whether you followed God's plan, regardless of how far off the path you've gotten, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. It doesn't matter if you're 60, 70, 80 years old. And if you did your own thing and you know that you never fulfilled what God wanted you to do, God can still use you. It is without repentance. God can get you back on track. Moses is a person that totally missed God's will and went out and killed a man, thinking that that was the way that God wanted to bring deliverance to the Jews. And it wasn't. And he was 80 years old when he finally had his burning bush encounter with God. And God revealed not only his will, but his plan for accomplishing that will. And Moses went out at 80 years old and just began to start accomplishing God's will for his life. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your circumstance is. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. He's not going to change. And regardless of how far off the path you've gotten, God can get you back on track. But it really all starts with you. You've got to recognize that God made you on purpose, that God has a plan for your life, and it's not up to you to pick and choose and do it your own way. What is God's will? What does God want you to do? Someday you're going to stand before the Lord along with me and everyone else. And God is going to judge you not based on what you did necessarily, but on what His plan was. And even though you might have thought you were just awesome and that you had a great life and that everything was good, is that what God planned for your life? Is that what God called you to do? And you know what? The Lord will be able to say, if you had followed my will for your life, this person over here would have been impacted. This would have been happened. This would have happened. This would have happened. And because you went your own direction, now this person went without my touch on their life. You know, that's hard for us to understand, but God is able to do those things. And someday we're going to stand before God and give an answer for what God wanted us to do. It's not up to you to just do your own thing and hope that it pleases God. God has a plan for your life, and you need to find out what that plan is. So the very first step is just to recognize that God does have a plan. Everyone has a destiny. This isn't reserved for just the world changers. This is reserved for every one of you. Every person watching this program, God has a unique plan for your life. Do you know what it is? Just realizing that He's got a plan is a large part of the battle, because then if you really believe this, you won't be content until you find out what God's called you to do. And that is a large part of finding God's will for your life. Now, today's going to be my last day to offer this first teaching in this set on how to find God's will. And this first teaching is entitled, Everyone Has a Destiny. And today will be our last day to offer that. And so I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please call or write and get these materials. We offer the album for a gift of any amount, but we offer each one of the teachings that's in this CD album one at a time as a gift to you. My partners have enabled me to do that, and today is going to be our last day to offer you the first teaching in this album entitled How to Find God's Will. The first teaching is entitled Everyone Has a Destiny. So please listen to our announcer and please get these materials. I believe that this could be one of the most important things that you ever learn from this ministry. So please take advantage of it. Our announcer will give you that information, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled How to Find God's Will was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you write or call. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes three albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting four stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Everyone Has a Destiny, free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled God Wants You Well for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.